like to call this meeting of the Tane County Board of Equalization to order. It is, if I'm not mistaken, July 25th, and we have a number of agendized items that have been passed on today and or are going to be presented by the county assessor, correct? James, you. Good afternoon.
How are you, sir? Yes, sir.
Holding. First on the docket that we have today is Canicuc, and there are a number of property numbers that have been consolidated into one box, as I see it, correct? So this fits all of the appeals that we saw on July 5th. Maybe I'm wrong. Third? Okay. And we're, remind me, all of them? Yes, I don't have a final on any of them. That's, I agree. James, has anything changed from your perspective since we were here last?
No, sir.
Board members, we're going to reopen this discussion regarding Canicuc Ministries. And since we have continued, if in fact there's anything else that you all would like to present, we would be open for that as well from Canicuc.
No, I think we've presented everything we could. I do understand there's a board member here that was not at the presentation. What is typical policy if he wasn't here to hear our presentation? Does he vote? Is it his choice? Or how does that work?
That's up to his own individual discretion. He or she, if that were to be the matter, would have the option of whatever they wish to do. They have information here. They have evidence that was turned in that we have available to them. But again, that will be that individual's.
We left one of these for each member. Would he have received such a thing?
Yes. I've actually got it with me.
Yes, actually, everything that we have received that was given to us by any taxpayer, if someone was not here, they have that information. Since they're referring to you, do you have any questions of them specifically that you would like to ask?
No.
Gentlemen, this is open for discussion. As I've shared with you, I have not shared this with our assessor. I've not shared it with our county clerk that sits as the secretary of the board. But as I look at the test that we're asked to look at when applying an exemption or no exemption, it looks to me as if Canicuc meets those standards that have been set forth. I'm personally conflicted because the training that I've been to asked me for uniformity stake across the state to send these to the State Tax Commission so that they can treat all of them the same way so that properties are assessed equally or granted exemptions within this county, the same as it is Camden County or Cape Girardeau County or any other county in the state. At least that was what they provide for us each year in the training. Aside from that, I don't have any comments regarding these properties other than that, but I'm certainly willing to hear from you four gentlemen, or three if the case is.
Ron, that's as you know, I made a motion, didn't receive a second on it to start off with, and those were exactly the words that I used as far as the teaching process that we go through. That's a rather long day to go up there and listen to all the rules and things that they set forth for us to do. But that's one thing that they emphasize heavily is that, in their words, all exemptions be sent to the state. I'm going to put that in the form of a motion. That there'll be no change, and that
that will allow them to.
That allows them to go to state. They can't go.
Well, actually, state will come to them. They'll right. come here.
Right.
Sorry.
I said actually, when we say go to state, state will come here.
Right.
They'll conduct the hearing here in Taney County.
And, oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
For a number of any appeals. Do you start to say something?
Yes, I needed to make a statement, but I'm waiting for your to you open it up for discussion.
There's a motion on the floor that a no change decision be made regarding Kanakuk Ministries. Is that for each of these parcels or just?
Yes.
As the parcels as listed in mass by the county clerk's office. So all the property numbers. It'd be 2013-67 through 2013-75. Did I state that correctly? Is there a second to that motion so that we can open it up for discussion?
I second it.
Motion is made and seconded, and we're now open for discussion.
I'm glad to see that Danny said no change as opposed to denied. It's usually a lot more harsh.
Oh, what?
Just probably. Thank you, Ms. Smith.
Yeah.
I think it would be in everyone's best interest to know, and I'm assuming Kanakuk does know, that the State Tax Commission does assess an airplane for taxation purposes for Kanakuk camps. Not knowing whether that has relevance to whether they're exempt from taxation, as the assessor, I believe it does. We just received that from the county clerk. The state always sends down everything that they're assessing, and I didn't realize it, but Kanakuk does have an airplane that they are assessing as not being exempted by the state.
Why would the state assess it instead of us?
Air miles. They do it in a fashion of how many hours it's spent in Missouri versus another state versus another state. Airplanes that's flown out of state for a main purpose is assessed in different areas. Now that's my understanding.
That's right. The miles are prorated, similar to interstate trucking plates. You drive so many miles in Missouri with so many miles in Oklahoma. Similar process. So every mile we fly over Missouri counts as a percentage toward the overall assessment of the aircraft.
How do they do that? Does each state do that, or how?
Well, we have to log every flight, and so every flight is sent in, and distance to each border, whatever direction we're going, is calculated and appropriated.
Is that to an assessment that can be appealed?
Oh, I'm sorry.
As an exemption?
No.
No.
No, we're not asking.
No, I was just asking if it could be. I was curious.
Well, I don't know if it could be exempt, you mean? I don't know. We didn't look into it.
Okay. All right. I was just curious.
The purpose for the aircraft is it's kind of multi-purpose. We use it primarily for the ministry. Joe White speaks nationally. We need to get him there. We need to get him back. There's also a couple of smaller ancillary charter contracts, leases, or if you will, in place to use some of those flight hours. And because of those flight hours that go out, that are essentially billed, that takes away any ability to be tax exempt on that particular piece of property.
Okay.
If I may, gentlemen, I spoke at length yesterday with the State Tax Commission on this issue because I became aware that Kanakuk Ministries had an airplane because I have to add it to my taxing entities and was unsure how to handle it. And through our conversation, we discovered that, or I discovered, that that is local assessed property that can be assessed by our assessor, but there is a statute that allows Kanakuk Ministries to have the state assess that property. So I am to include it with the locally assessed railroad utility values, even though it is being assessed by the state. So they told me it was because it is a plane that has a single owner, not a corporation or an airline. I think it's called a CABOA instead of a CABOO. And so it has to be taxed almost like a car or a boat. So, our local assessor could assess it, but at this time, Kanakuk Ministries is having the state assess it. I'm not sure what.
I've only
had it on for a couple of years, so.
Did I just hear you say you're adding it to your locally assessed?
They directed me to include it with the locally assessed railroad utility. In other words, it has to be distributed based on its tax code and not like a state-assessed railroad utility that is distributed by the program for the schools. Mm-hmm. It is dispersed specifically by the tax code of where it's located.
But the valuation is sent to us by the state?
Valuation is sent to us by the state.
Do we have any other property in the county that the state sends us the valuation for that goes on locally assessed utilities? I've never heard of that before.
I know. I hadn't either, and that's why I spent a great deal of time on the phone with them trying to clarify how I was exactly to handle it. In fact, they even suggested creating an additional tax book, a separate tax book, because it is not assessed by the assessor, even though it is a local property. So it does not go through the state-assessed railroad and utility distribution program like all of the other state-assessed real and personal property. So I spent a lengthy time with Rosella Shad and Maureen Monahan from the State Tax Commission to clarify that yesterday. I did pose the question. I said that we had a Board of Equalization issue with Kanakuk Ministries now, and she wondered why they were not appealing the plane as well as their personal property. So I took a copy of it to James to let him know that we did have that assessment from the state.
I'd be
curious.
I'd be very cautious about creating a new tax book that's not spelled out in Missouri statutes because the tax commission thought we might do that. I'd just be very cautious.
Yes. In fact, I did discuss the issue with Sheila Wyatt and how to handle it best. The problem is going to be on a reporting back to the state what I am charging Sheila with, because I'll have to include it with the locally assessed, because that's where it's pulling from in the program, but I'm going to have to note to them why I'm doing it that way. So it's kind of a special circumstance, and there is a statute that does allow an individual to have the state assess their property rather than having the assessor do that.
Well, by doing this, then, would they be double assessed for that portion of the plane? Because if the state's assessing them and Taney County's assessing them,
it shows up on it. I have to be careful on how I do my reporting as far as the actual collection. No, it's not a double assessment on the collection, but I do have to make sure that my paperwork matches, because what I charge Sheila, I'm going to have to include it on the local. When they do their reporting, I'm going to have to make sure I note on it that it is a locally assessed, state assessed local property. So I know it is very convoluted, but I spent an hour or more. In fact, they talked in conference and then called me back on how to handle it. So it's a little different than we've done anything else in the past. So.
Maureen. She's an attorney, isn't she?
She's the head counsel for the State Tax Commission. And Rosella Shad is over levies and She's the one who actually sends out those state forms.
You know, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Kay just brought to my attention, we did put that on the assessment form.
The declaration.
In the declaration. So, I mean, however it's done, we're not
hiding.
We're not asking to be exempt on the aircraft. Whoever will be able is fine.
I just wanted to make you aware.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a little confusing, so that's why I had to let him know.
Sounds like you guys are okay with that assessment because it is rented out for private charter. So that's not a good point.
Right. It's Joe does about 40 speaking engagements a year. When it's not in use, we try to get some revenue out of it. So we realize it's not an exempt.
Gotcha. Jeff, Brandon? No discussion? No further discussion?
Well, I think that, kind of like what you said, Ron, I feel like it meets the criteria of the Franciscan test. But I also understand that, you know, there might be some desire to let it go to tax commission simply because then it's done, you don't have to do this again. So it might be in your best interest to let it go to tax commission simply because of that.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Abstentions?
I abstain.
We will send record of this to you within the next 2 days?
Mm-hmm.
2 days, which will allow you then to take that next step, which, in fact, when they have hearings here, I think they're right here at the judicial facility.
Mm-hmm.
They will contact you. They'll set up an appointment. They'll come down and meet with you.
So we need to apply. Is that right?
She's going to include the form that you fill out, send in. It's really a simple procedure. They will come to this location, and then they will meet with you and
now, let me ask you, if I hear, I mean, I don't hear that well, that it's four votes against our applying for exemption. Is that what I heard?
Yes.
Okay. So how does the State Tax Commission read that? Four people thought you're not exempt, or four people just said, no, we're going to let you decide it?
Well, since they're the ones that advised us to pass them on, they realize across the state that at least most are going to do that, so that in fact they can uniformly make the decision regarding exemptions, which I am guessing is why you didn't make the motion to deny.
Right.
It was so that there would be no change, which is different than many of the motions that we've had. In the assessment, so that doesn't say deny, but it really means the same thing to the tax commission.
That's how that is.
That's how the state would read that, is you're not denying, you're just...
What is presented by the assessor is no, and presented this board is no change. And that's the way they read it.
Okay.
No change in asking for their decision.
Sorry.
It's saying no change in asking for their decision. Let them be the one.
As a matter of fact, I think it's a good idea on exemptions, and I'm speaking to the board members here, that we send a note when BOE is over that based upon recommendations from them regarding exemptions, we've been passing those through to them.
So, that's all exemptions.
So we don't slant this one way or the other. I think that we should, because that is the reasoning behind this Board of Equalization's decision.
Okay.
because quite frankly, I think had it not been recommended to us, there might have been a different outcome. And I shouldn't speak for you all, but there would have been for one of us.
Who all is typically present at a meeting like that?
Generally, it's one hearing officer. Correct me, James. I've never been to a hearing. I know that you have, though.
It's usually the hearing officer, the county assessor, and his attorney, and then, of course, you guys and your attorney, and you just make... It's formally informal. It's not... they just pose some questions. Not to say anything against the Board of Equalization whatsoever, but their decision moves over to the side. The hearing officer starts basically anew at an appeal process. Now, his decision, if he makes one and it goes further, is not pushed to the side. His decision is decided by the State Tax Commission if he followed correct procedure. But as far as the Board of Equalization's decision, their decision is pretty well put to the side, and the hearing officer starts afresh, starts anew with hearing it. All that I've been to in the 16 years.
What's the timing? When do they typically hold those?
It probably won't be to the end of the year. Or beginning.
Exemptions are a little tougher. Usually commercial properties run over into the following year. Residential properties, they try to get done in the fall of the year in question.
If it were me, I would suggest, or I would think about, if it takes that long to protest at the end and then have your hearing. I suppose you could pay, but if you did, then you receive the exemption. You go through the refund process. Is that right?
It's entirely, yes.
Up to them.
It's entirely up to this year of how many the state has. And that's all it is to it. It's a scheduling matter from here on in.
I know that we've heard couple of cases, you have to remind me what they were. One came up week before last that's been on hold for...
Since 2011.
For 2 years.
But then we had some decided that same fall of 2011. It's a matter of court of such, are you ready, am I ready, too, and a scheduling procedure. This we just heard was a matter of...
That wasn't exemption, though, was it?
No,
It was not an exemption.
So would anything that we presented to you all be moved to this person, or do we need to get him something in advance, he or she, or what typically, how does that work?
It'll go through the procedure.
Well, he needs to know what the procedure is. And Christy, what did you start saying?
You're going to submit your application to them, and then be in contact.
Right, and we need to resubmit information
to them. Yes.
So I can't. I assume anything that we gave you all is not moved.
Yeah.
He starts
fresh.
Your attorney needs to make sure that your evidence is in the right hands.
And I agree with James. Although I've not been to one of those hearings, I've heard about those hearings, and this decision doesn't come into play other than it's in their ball court now.
So,
which is where they've asked us to put them. So,
James, would he typically review information before he comes to it, or does he come to that meeting?
He's as thorough a man as I've ever.
So he reviews everything ahead of
that you submit.
That we submit.
Right. Yeah, he's not going to look at anything that we have. He's
no.
going to review whatever you submit.
It's he's.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right.
And you said you're going to have that information to him mail it out within a couple of days.
Yeah.
So you'll have that packet. And if you have any questions, call that young lady right there because she knows what she's doing.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Can you give him a card or your contact information if he doesn't have it? Good to see you, Bob.
Sitting here.
You be careful.
I'm trying to be careful. I'm going to go back home and go to bed.
Well, there you go.
Man, I got more problems now. Hiatal hernias, emphysema, I don't know. I I thought it was a parrot. He says, no, parrots don't give you emphysema.
Oh. Thank you, folks.
Let's see you. Thanks.
We have Mr. Pennell.
Wait a minute.
Okay. And the discussion at the time was regarding that parcel of property was a little bit different in that the tax commission is charged with the responsibility of assessing the property. As I understand it, the tax commission was approached and said, yes, for assessors, he's not an assessor until September. However, they are the ones that are going to be charged with responsibility from this time forward. I sort of put them in the assessors across the state in the same categories I would exempt, although they're not exempt, and that is to let the tax commission make the decisions regarding those assessments.
They will anyway. And
they will anyway.
That will be my motion to deny or for no change or deny or whatever you want to say on it.
Are you making a motion?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I'm going to abstain again just
I second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Now we are now open for discussion regarding this parcel of property known as BOE number 2013-99.
I think it's wise to send it on.
I agree.
I mean, just that way there's no... Like you said, they're going to reassess it anyways.
Starts him off, as I made the statement earlier, starts him off on a bad foot if we lower it and they turn around and raise it.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Abstentions?
I abstain. Okay.
Next parcel of property is... is our next.
There's one more than that.
Mr. Assessor?
Oh.
I would ask that the Board of Equalization turn to 2013-300.
I'm
there. All right, and go through 2013-334. As you can see, the language is brought by the assessor. These are new houses put on as new construction and houses that's put on as our occupancy law has been adopted. That is, that occupancy is when a house is completed, it goes on the first day of the month following completion. And all these houses have received their increased notice. And to this point, I don't think we've heard from a one. I mean, they...
Okay.
Do you call those increased notices, or do you call them just notices because they're just now being... I'm not going to see they're just now being...
No, the increased notice is a notice of increase in evaluation from previous year. So last year they probably had land value, this year they had structure value.
Okay. So they are, the right label is increased notice.
And I want a correction to those numbers to 2013-336 instead of 334.
Before a motion's made, I have a question about 329. And quite frankly, I think that it should be, if it's a piece of property I'm thinking of, excluded from this discussion.
And why is that?
Because it was burned to the ground last week.
This really? Reduction.
Oh, it's for the reduction?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All the way to what? Let me see that, please.
Be a separate one anyway, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it still falls in the parcel occupancy.
Well, that was quick. Good job, I might add.
It don't.
Now, does this do away with all earlier?
No, this is a 60%. The people will be paying on 60% of their value for the year. Under occupancy is the way we have to do that. Previous to that, if
they would have been assessed for what they owned on the first of the year.
Yeah.
And this gives you a chance to
do away with the proration. It's basically proration is what it is. On both counts.
The reason I stated what I said there is because before we took this up, anything, we had a ruling that was set that anything before a certain date, which I thought was around the 15th of May,
it was
totally eliminated from the taxing process. So that's the reason I made the statement. So this occupancy law that we took into effect changed that, so it's now percentage rated?
Yes,
prorated instead of having it like it used to be.
We were not even legal in trying to do what we did. We did it as a courtesy and never got questioned on it. But with the adoption of the occupancy law, it clears all that situation up.
Rules change over the years. It's hard to kind of keep track of in your memory about what you did and why you did it.
And harsh as it may seem, in some cases, there is more than likely and usually insurance involved.
Okay. James?
Yes, sir.
For the numbers that we're getting ready to, I guess we could make a motion and then we can discuss the motion. But while we're just having this little chit-chat here, for the numbers that you're talking about, obviously, these are not all increases. How many of the others are not increases? Wait, which number are you talking about? Okay.
Start the very first one, just go through them.
First one is an increase. And that. Okay.
The second one was 120 South Wildwood Drive. It is a decrease per estate tax commission rule. They came in after the book closed.
Now, hold on. That was a residence?
I don't have this.
It's number 301.
See, the second one.
And I'll just keep my mouth shut at this point. I think it'd be better.
What?
I remember that, but those should have been set aside at the following of those numbers and not strewn into my new construction run-on.
Well, let's You're giving the presentation, so let's pick out what you want to present.
I can't pick it out from all the information I got here. I just thought it was a simple matter.
Can we wait and sort through them and then we come back in a little bit?
Kenny, you're going to have to go through those. Evidently, we've just got things thrown in. That's what I didn't come here to do was I came here to run my new construction on and then work the other cases. And I know you're hearing me. So go through them and see what's not new construction.
Can we take a recess for a few minutes until we get our stuff together and then we'll come back and reconvene?